Good morning. As is known that during this time of year, in particular, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the minhag is to be matir nedarim, hataris nedarim. Erev Rosh Hashanah, right after davening, it's typically done. We sit in front of a beis din of three, and each person gets up and is matir the nedarim. And we mentioned a few days ago, there's a remez to this in Parshas Matos, a famous pasuk. It says, when you make a commitment, when you make a neder, lo yachel devaro kechol, that when you make a commitment, don't nullify it. Don't profane it. You have to keep your word. And the Sofei Tevos, the last letters in each of those four words, Lo Yachel Devaro Kechol, spell out Elul. And what that means is the remez is that Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is that the way end of Elul, the last day of Chodesh Elul, that is the time that we are matir neder. If somebody doesn't have time for whatever reason to do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah, indeed he can continue doing it up until Yom Kippur. So one thing to address when learning the halachas of Hataras Nedarim, we'll talk about two areas in particular. What should women do? And number two is, how about children? So when it comes to women, the Pesukei Tshuva tells us that Miikra Din, they indeed are obligated as well to say the Nusach of the Hataras Nedarim. They have to be Matir Nedarim as well. And in fact, he brings that by women, the concept and the making of Nedarim, making commitments, positive commitments to do mitzvahs and the like, is even more common. So this is something that indeed not only men should do, but certainly women should be doing and focused on. So why are they lenient? Why don't we have women coming to shul and standing up in front of Batei Din and being Matir Nedarim? So he explains as follows, that that would be a lack of tznius, a lack of modesty, to have the women coming to the shul and standing up in front of Batei Din of men. So accordingly, what women do is they rely on their saying Kol Nidre at the entrance of Yom Kippur, that they are mevatel all the nadarim and the shuas and all the positive things that they would commit to in the next year in advance. They're saying, I'm not going to be committing to those as a neder. So accordingly, because she said it in advance for the next year, relying on Kol Nidre, that absolves the need, obviates the need for Hataras Nedarim. Nonetheless, the Pesukei Tshuva continues that a married woman ideally should appoint her husband as her shaliach to be matir her neder. And what he should do is when he goes in front of the Beis Din, he should say the normal nusach of the Hataras Nedarim, as it has in the Sidurim, as it has in the Machzorim. And after he makes his statement to the Beis Din, he should add on Vechein Liishti Kain, the same thing should be with my wife. In other words, he is being matir neder for himself and his wife, and the Beis Din, when they respond, instead of saying Hakol Mutarim Lach, Hakol Mechulim Lach, etc., they should say it in plural tense to include not only the husband, but the wife as well, Hakol Mutarim Lachem, etc., etc. So that would be the proper thing to do. However, this only works for a wife. It doesn't work for other people. A wife can appoint the husband, but others cannot appoint others to act in their stead to be Matya the Nedarim. Just when it comes to children, the last point, when it comes to young children below the age of bar or bas mitzvah, even though they got to the age that they understand the concepts of nedarim, they have reached 1 year before bar or bas mitzvah. So if it's a boy 12 years old, a girl 11 years old, they know who they're making nedarim to. Nonetheless, the Pesukei Tshuva tells us, in Trichim Ledaktek Imahem, we don't have to be strict with them, that they should say the Nusach of Hataras Nedarim. That would only start that we really have to make sure that they are being Matir Nedarim when they get to Bar or Bas Mitzvah. So until Bar or Bas Mitzvah, we don't have to worry about it. But once they do, indeed, we certainly have to start worrying about Hataras Nedarim and not taking on Nedarim that won't be kept. Have a wonderful year, a good Kibbutz Yor Shana Tova.